The health of marine environments. New Zealand's ocean habitats are quite healthy, but there is always room for improvement, and marine reserves can help. Regular monitoring helps to see if oceans are healthy. It can also show changes. What are healthy marine environments? Healthy marine environments usually have a wide variety of biodiversity, have good water quality, have little or no pollution, have few or no introduced species. How does your local marine environment compare with this list? How might current issues in your area influence marine habitats and species? Are our oceans healthy? Ocean health is different around the planet. The unhealthiest parts of the sea are usually close to land. This is where people have lived and put sediments and pollutants into waterways. These have then flowed into the sea. New Zealand's ocean habitats are quite healthy compared to other parts of the world. But there are also many coastal areas that have become less healthy over time. You could check with your local council for details about the health of your local coastline and whether it is safe to swim there. This information may be available on a website, for example, safeswim.org.nz. How do marine reserves help ocean health? Marine reserves help by reducing the number of species taken out of the ecosystem. This helps restore balance to the ecosystem. Balanced, healthy ecosystems can bounce back better from changes. Are there areas near you that might need protection from over-harvesting of kaimoana? What is monitoring and what do we monitor? Monitoring is observing, carrying out tests, recording data. Regular monitoring helps to see if oceans are healthy. It can also show changes. How do scientists monitor marine reserve health? Scientists use special equipment to measure the following qualities of marine environments. Water quality, which habitats are present, numbers of seafood species, the presence of marine pests, surrounding land use, numbers of threatened species. Scientists also monitor marine species and habitat changes over time to measure ecosystem health.